From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Former Republican State Senator Ellen Bogdanoff announced today that she's running again for state Senate. She's challenging Senator Maria Sachs in the Democratic-leaning district that straddles Broward and Palm Beach counties. Sachs defeated Bogdanoff 2 years ago by 5 percentage points. The man who oversees Florida's ports says the state is a big winner in the federal water bill President Obama signed today. Doug Wheeler, president and CEO of the Florida Ports Council, praised the measure as a bipartisan effort that'll boost both environmental and economic interest. The bill authorizes 3 harbor deepening projects in Florida, as well as streamlining the approval process for Everglades restoration. Wheeler says of 34 water-related projects contained in the bill, Florida had 9 of them.
Everybody understands the value of the Everglades from our natural environment, and this will provide some critical authorization for projects that are going to allow our ports to continue to better their position for the global marketplace.
The bill also speeds up the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers process for studying and approving water-related projects. It's been common for the Corps to take as long as 15 years to complete a study, but that process is now capped at 3 years. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.